everyone. I know I have been MIA for quite some time, but I'm finally back. Last June, we decided to move from Florida back to our home state of Rhode Island. Boy, did I underestimate the upheaval that move would create. I am finally starting to come back to whatever might be my new normal, I guess. But I sure did pick up so many tips on organization and moving and how to get everything in order. So, you know, from this experience. So I will be starting my regular podcast episodes back up, coming up here. So I'm hoping to get back on track. One thing that came to light during this long transition was how important it is to focus on our personal self-care. Because believe me, during the course of this last, say, 5 to 6 months, I got really stressed a lot of the day. So I found myself getting so stressed out, you know, as we went through the process of selling our house, packing everything up, and moving to a different state. And because we decided to build a new home versus buying a resale, we had to put a lot of our stuff in storage and rent an apartment. So there's so much stress that goes with that. So that has also been a real eye-opening experience. Living in a two-bedroom apartment has really given me, you know, some great insight into getting organized and picking decor for a small space that's in a rental where you can't really paint and, you know, do too much. Especially with us, it's hopefully short term. So in the future episodes, you know, I plan on sharing some of the great ideas I gained, you know, on small spaces and organization and decor again. So of course, as our new home gets underway, I'm sure I will again, gain some more tips and ideas from that journey. So stay tuned and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of my future episodes. I assure you they're going to be jam-packed with some really good ideas for you. So for this episode, I just want to touch upon my thoughts on putting more time into self-care. You know, I have spent time looking into ways to nurture your soul, try to relax, get rid of the stress as much as possible, you know, and I designed some journals and guides and checklists to help myself and now my followers take some steps to address our mindset and get ourselves, you know, in a better place mentally. So I'm trying to combine getting your home to be a place that's nurturing and inspiring to you and relaxing, and at the same time, having some ways to do that to your inner mind and souls. And I think if we marry both of those together, we could really upgrade the quality of our life and the simplicity of it. So I've designed some different things, some journals. One is a dream life visualization journal. I have a vision board document that will help you do a vision board. And it's so important, and I learned this over the last few months, when you do want to tackle your personal, mental, soul life, it's important to know what you want. And it's really hard. I mean, we all think we know what we want, but I found I didn't even know. I was, you know, you get lost in everyday life, and it's like, what is it? What is your ideal life even look like? And where do I start to determine that? So I have, you know, come up with a few things, a self-worth journal, a gratitude journal. And I find that these things are really helping me. So I will be talking more about that. And I did open an Etsy shop with those journals in there. They're printables. They're very inexpensive. So if anybody's interested, the link to my Etsy shop, I'll put in the show notes. But I think you could really benefit from this. And in the future, I'd like to design maybe a decluttering guide that you can print and do the steps every day, that kind of thing, a 30-day. And you know, I have a lot of ideas, you know, floating around in my head here. So I plan to put those in the works here coming up. So I'd like you to stay tuned for my future episodes. This one's going to be a short one, but in the future, I will be coming back on. I'd like to say I'll do my podcasts every once a week. So that's going to be my new goal, and let's hope I can stick with that. Actually, one of my guides is going to be setting goals and keeping them. So I've come up with a lot of ideas that are all swirling around, and I hope to get them all into my podcast coming up soon. So please reach out to me. You can get me at my new email, which is info@houseandhome.life. I'll put that also in the show notes. And please reach out and let me know what topics are you struggling with personally. And it's anonymous, so I'm not going to say your name or anything on my podcast, but I'd like to delve into some of the areas that maybe my followers or listeners are struggling with, whether it be with home decor, home organization, or life organization. I found that I ended up organizing all my documents because I couldn't find things when I needed them for the move, like titles to the car, and everything was on, digital, but I couldn't find anything. So I tackled that. So I'm going to have some tips on that, but I know I can help you if you'll just follow me and maybe even reach out if you have a specific need. So thank you again. I'm wishing everyone a happy and healthy new year, and I hope you'll stick with me. I know I've been gone, but I'd like to make up for that. So happy new year to everyone, and I will be on soon. Thanks.